There is a big happy birthday bash happening at the Ark on April 4th. Grammy-winning harmonica legend Peter Mad Cat Ruth turns 70 this week, and what better way to mark a milestone birthday than to have an all-star jam with a host of musicians who have been part of his musical journey and part of his life. Peter Mad Cat Ruth is with us now in the Stateside studio. Welcome and happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
You know, you've played all over the world, made over, 100 LPs and CDs, yay vinyl. You've been on radio, you've been on TV. When you took your first guitar lesson back, what is it, ninth grade in 1963?
Yeah.
Do you have any clue you'd be sitting here going strong at 70?
No. I wasn't thinking about 70 when I was in ninth grade, no.
What drew you to say, I want to learn something? What do you remember listening to when you were little, and what tipped it over where you said, I want to start making music?
Easy answer. It was the Kingston Trio. I loved the Kingston Trio. And so when I was in sixth grade, my brother had a Kingston Trio album. I kind of took it over, played it over and over and over. And then a neighbor got me a ukulele, and I started playing ukulele. And I had a little pair of bongo drums, but I was a Kingston Trio enthusiast, and that's what started my music career.
Yeah, everybody's got that first artist. For me, it was hearing the Beatles and seeing them on Ed Sullivan, and your head explodes, and you realize what is there. And I know that you took harmonica lessons. You started with guitar, and then over to harmonica, and you took lessons with Big Walter Horton, who's one of the most influential blues harmonica players of all time. How old was he, and how old were you when you were taking those lessons?
Oh, my. He was... He was probably 35 years older than I was. This was in 1967 was my first lesson with him. I only took three lessons, two in 1967 and one in 1968.
But it took. It stuck.
It took. I did a lot of playing. And then after that, I didn't see him for a few years. But then when the Blind Pig opened up in 1972 right here in Ann Arbor, he used to come and play, and I'd go see the show, and he'd let me sit in on the third set. So it was really fun.
What brought you to Michigan?
I came here because I joined a rock and roll band. It was Chris Brubeck's band, New Heavenly Blue. And Chris Brubeck graduated from the Interlochen Arts Academy in 1969. I met him in 1968. And he said, well, when I graduate from high school, I'm going to start a rock and roll band, and I want you to be in it. I said, sure. And I thought, after I said sure, I thought, I'll never see this kid again. But sure enough, a year later, he gives me, he writes me a letter. And
I love that. A handwritten letter. Open it up, get it out of the mailbox, and there
and
it was.
He sent it to my parents' home. I wasn't there. I was in New Mexico. They forwarded the letter down to General Delivery, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I got the letter. I opened it up. It said, come to Interlochen and join my band. So I said, why not? And so I hitchhiked from Albuquerque, New Mexico up to Interlochen. And we made a demo. And later that summer, we made another demo. And the next summer, we caught our first record on RCA Records, New Heavenly Blue.
And you've got other ties to Michigan.
Both my parents were born and raised in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Ah.
My grandparents lived in Benton Harbor. My uncles, aunts, all my cousins. And so when I came back to Michigan, it was like, Michigan's my other home, you know. So it felt, even though I'm on the east side of the state instead of the west side, I felt like, I'm coming home to Michigan, so it was good.
And here you are, all these years later, still in Michigan. You're in Ann Arbor. Why is the Ann Arbor area kind of been a good place for you to call home base?
Well, once I moved here from the Chicago suburbs, I just thought this is a great place to live. at the time in the early 70s, there was so much live music in Ann Arbor. There was many, many places that had live music every night of the week, and on the weekends, I don't know, maybe 40 places with live music. But it was such a different time, because if you stayed home to watch TV, there was three channels. There was no internet. There was
no cable.
No cable. You could go to a movie.
Yep.
You could go bowling, or you could go out and hear live music. And so many people did back then. That was great.
They did. It's still, and it's still happening. And boy, hat tip to the ARC for keeping that tradition alive.
For sure.
Tell us some of the names who will be joining you for this 70th birthday bash.
Okay. Well, one of my favorite harmonica players in the whole world is named Howard Levy. And people may not know that name, but he was in the band Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. He was the harmonica player, co-founder of the band. Just an amazing harmonica player. So he'll be there. Chris Brubeck, who I've been playing with for over 50 years.
Isn't that something?
I was in New Heavenly Blue with Chris Brubeck, and then Sky King, which was an Ann Arbor bass band. And then they moved to New York, and I said, I'm not leaving Ann Arbor. I like it here. I'm married. I have a house. I'm living
life here.
And so I stayed. But I continued to play with various Brubeck members. The Darius Brubeck Ensemble was my next band. And then Dave Brubeck started using his sons as his backup band, and I became a member of that band, two generations of Brubeck. So this is in the mid-1970s to the late 1970s. I'm still in my 20s. I'm touring the world with Dave Brubeck. I'm like, what's going on here?
What an education.
Yeah.
What an education.
It's a fabulous, fabulous education.
I mean, and I love that idea that the guy that said, come to Michigan, come join my band in Interlock, and we'll be playing with you at the ARC. You've got your harmonica here. Mm-hmm. We're not letting you get out of here without playing something for us. Would you play something for us?
Very good. I always have one in my pocket.
And the angels wept.
Oh, very good.
After all of these decades of performing, making music, exploring so many kinds of music, what still surprises and delights you?
Oh, my. Well, I just love so many different kinds of music. And that's partly why my career has continued, because as different styles of music come in and out of fashion, I just adapt to something new. And so I've played in blues bands and jazz bands, in folk groups, in country bands. I'm in a band called Soomkali now, which is India music fusion jazz. It's a wonderful group. I'm just doing so many things, Americana music. And so I just love all these different kinds of music and see how it fits on harmonica or jaw harp or ukulele or guitar or whatever else I'm playing it that day.
When you do stop and you think of the blues, of Americana, of that roots music, why do you think all these many, many decades later, it still speaks to people?
It's American music, and it's a combination of European music and African music that became American music. And there's all these different roots that go in so many different directions, but it is American music. And then people all over the world recognize that, you know, they heard it, and it's jazz and it's rock and roll and it's blues. And then, you know, it goes over to England, becomes all that music comes back, you know, and I've had the good fortune to play all over the world, and people understand the blues. Mm-hmm. You know, they understand how it works. You know, the formula. And of course, there's not just one kind of blues, but I've played with many blues bands around the world where no one speaks English, but they can play blues. So it's great.
Talk about the universal language. Well, Peter Madcat Ruth, his 70th birthday concert celebration is this Thursday night, April 4th, at the ARC. Thanks for being with us, Peter.
Well, thank you very much.